Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
There is finally a plan to save the Thompson Center and turn it into a mixed-use property with office, retail, and hotel space. With us to talk about that this morning, Senior Curator of the Chicago Architecture Center, Michael Wood. Michael, before I tell you why I have a problem with this plan, tell me your take on this as an expert on Chicago's great architecture.
Well, the details of the plan are still being inked. So if there's issues around the money part of the transaction, that is a bit to be determined. I think the architecture community is quite pleased that this iconic building will be saved. It'll still be put back into productive use and should maintain that way for several decades to come.
I'm looking at the Sun-Times editorial today. Headline, finally, there's a solid plan to save the Thompson Center. And there are a couple of pictures in here, and one of them shows the proposed renovation. And to me, and this was my problem with that building always, it still doesn't seem to fit in the middle of all those old, historic, iconic, classic Chicago buildings. Do you think it still will fit in there? I mean, that's the problem I always had with it. It looked like a flying saucer landed in the middle of these wonderful structures.
Well, Bob, that's a subjective comment. I think it breaks the grid for sure. Makes a bold statement. It is a contrasting building. Many people find the space quite thrilling. It's also, I think, great that the developer is thinking to restore the entire facade back to vision glass, which really was an initial vision of Jan. That was nixed due to value engineering back in the early 80s. So it's nice to see the building that will be arriving is in some ways closer to Jan's initial vision for it.
Of course, from the beginning, it was controversial, starting with the construction in 1985. There were all sorts of heating and mechanical problems. But I trust that will all be worked out. And they're going to save that 17-story atrium, too, aren't they?
They're doing a few different things. First of all, the glass was always specified to be double pane. It was removed out of that project for value engineering reasons. So the developer has vowed to put a new curtain wall up that would be much, much more sound in terms of insulation, noise, all sorts of protection from the elements. They're also thinking of putting a curtain wall in the interior of the atrium so as to seal up the floor plates for office, and I think they're saying mixed use, possibly hotel use in the upper floors of the building. Mm-hmm. So it will be a bit of a different feel and probably a little bit more functional for the tenants.
Okay, and of course we're talking about the structure at 100 West Randolph. When would they begin construction?
Well, that's a little bit to be determined, but in the press conference yesterday, they were saying this may be all done within 2 years, and thinking within about 6 months they may start. One of the really interesting parts in the press release or press conference yesterday was the developer is vowing to keep the building functional while doing the redevelopment. I'm not quite sure how that will work, but that in itself is kind of exciting in terms of not disrupting traffic and all of the CTA users. And mm-hmm. In that way, it's sort of a big win just to keep this thing under wraps and to not snarl that side of the loop.
Yeah, they've got, four busy CTA train stops in that building. It would be nice to have them functional during the project.
Yeah, it is our busiest segment of the CTA line downtown. And yeah, what a headache that would be.
All right. Well, I'll withhold judgment until I see the final product here. But
Hey, this is an important one. This is a chance for the Helmut Jahn firm, the offices of Jahn, who are being tapped to do this renovation. It's great to see that young team get a crack to restore what is an iconic project from their founder. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'll remain to be seen, but I think from the architecture community, we're really championing this. We're happy to see our legacy of, you know, architecture is such a calling card. We're happy to see it, you know, being restored and to not squander what we think is a great opportunity to save an important building.
But do you agree that, and this is one of the things that makes our skyline so fantastic and unique, that buildings should acknowledge the buildings they are near in some way?
Oh, for sure. And this is built on a super block. It's very well sited. There are great views of this building from almost every angle. And it is in conversation with the Daily Center and other surrounding buildings. It just may be not to the taste of everyone, but it absolutely is a contextual design.
Okay. Even if it's a flying saucer-like? Well, maybe it'll be less spaceship-like when they get done with this. It's
Hey, the future's not wrong.
Appreciate you jumping on the phone with us this morning. Michael Wood, Senior Curator, Chicago Architecture Center. And by the way, if you haven't been there, check it out. Fantastic place. Also, some good unique Christmas gifts in there, too. Appreciate it, Michael. Have a good holiday.
Talk soon, Bob.